不是我们继续在你面前恭敬来等候。
Heavenly Father, we come and wait for you reverently.
主啊，你预备好我们的心来领受你的话语。
Please prepare our hearts so that we can receive your words.
求你灵自由运行在我们中间。
May your spirit flow freely among us.
是我们有受教的心。
Gives us heart that can receive your word.
主啊，让我们有开通的耳听得明白。
Open our ears so that we can hear your word clearly.
在你面前交托仰望，奉主耶稣基督的名。
We commit this in your mighty hand. In Jesus' name, we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
讲到爱，我们知道爱是一种行动的表达。
Speaking of love, we know love is an expression of some actions.
它有动态的，有静态的。
And it can be dynamic, it can be static.
当我们说我们爱一个人的时候，一定会有一些行动出来。
When we say we love someone, we must usually do something.
还没有结婚以前。
Before we got married.
男女双方爱对方就写一封信，我们叫什么？
So,
情书。
men and women, or boy and girls, would write to each other. We say love letters.
那我们做弟兄的就拿一把琴在那边唱歌，我们唱一首歌叫什么？
And brothers could probably serenade, take a guitar and sing to the girl.
不会唱歌的就送一束花。
And so those who don't sing, they can give them some flowers.
我们做一件对方喜欢的事情。
We would do something that would please.
那我愿意为对方牺牲付出。
We're willing to offer to sacrifice for the counterpart.
那就是爱。
That is love.
信仰上我们与神的关系也是如此。
In our faith, the relation between us and God is similar in that way.
当我们说我们爱神的时候，我们也会做出一些行动来讨神的喜悦。
When we say we love the Lord, we would also do something so that we could please Him.
那这个爱神其实是一个非常主观的行动。
And this is something that's rather subjective.
因为每一个人都用自己主观的方式来向神表达他的爱意。
Because we all use our own ways to express our love.
但是神到底要人怎么来爱他呢？
But how does God want us to love Him?
那主他最希望人用什么样的行动来表达我们对他的爱呢？
And how does God, what is God's favorite way for us to express our love?
那这是我们今天信息所要探讨的主要内容。
And this is what we're going to study today in the sermon.
那首先呢，我们有一个观念需要澄清。
First, we must clarify one thing.
在圣经的约翰一书四章第十节那里告诉我们。
In the Bible.In 1 John, verse 4, 1 John chapter 4, verse 10, we read.
他说呢，不是我们爱神，乃是神爱我们，差他的儿子为我们的罪做了挽回祭，这就是爱。
So in 1 John chapter 4, verse 10, we read that this is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his son.As an atoning sacrifice for our sins.
那人原本不懂得怎么样去爱神，是神先爱我们。
Initially, we did not know how to love God, but God loved us first.
当我们去回应神的爱。
So when we respond to God's love.
那我们就完成了这个爱的行动。
Then we've completed the action of the expression of our love.
我们可以看到这是一个互动的一个关系。
So this is a reactive relation.
我们看神差他儿子耶稣基督来到这世上。
We see that God sent his only begotten son, Jesus Christ, to the world.
主耶稣他带着使命，他完成使命。
So Jesus Christ was given a commission and he accomplished it.
他让这个神的爱临到我们。
He let the love of God fall upon us.
让神的拯救在我们身上成就。
And let the salvation of God fall upon us.
今天我们爱神，我们爱主。
Today we say we love God, we love the Lord.
我们对神爱做出一个正确的回应。
And we respond to that love properly.
我们去承接这样的使命。
We accept the commission.
然后我们就完成这个使命。
And we accomplished the commission.
让神的爱，神的拯救也能够临到别人。
So that God's love and God's salvation can also be upon others.
那这就是爱。
And that is love.
我们看到今天的经文。
Today, in our scripture reading today.
那里告诉我们主耶稣他从死里复活之后向门徒显现。
It stated that after Jesus resurrected, he appeared to his disciples.
当主复活向门徒显现的时候，他用不同的这种一开始跟不同用不同的招呼跟那个门徒打招呼。
Jesus had appeared to his disciples in different ways at different times.
那今天这边呢，我们看到经文，他这个打招呼的方式是我们最喜欢的方式。
Today in this passage, we can see that's probably the best, our favorite way of greeting.
平常有的时候耶稣见到他们说，愿你们平安。
And sometimes Jesus had seen them and said.May peace be with you.
那这次呢？他见到他们的是说什么
？And this time he said,
哦，你们有东西吃吗
？Do you have things to eat?
听起来多亲切。
And how intimate that is.
你们吃过饭没有
？Have you eaten?
那他们说没有。
They said, we have not.
那耶稣就在那当中，这个叫他们过来，有这个饼和鱼，有 barbecue。
So Jesus told them, come and have something to eat. He had fish and bread.
他们原来是在打鱼，在海上打鱼。
They were fishing.
那你知道天刚亮的时候，那时候应该是很冷。
And so at dawn, it was kind of cold.
所以有东西吃。然后这个主在他们当中，他们一定是非常高兴。
So when the Lord appeared among them and gave them things to eat, they must have been really joyful.
主真的是在我们中间呢。
So Lord is among us.
就在大家在谈话这种快乐的气氛底下。
So as they were talking to each other joyfully,
那主耶稣他向彼得提了一个非常严肃的问题。
So Jesus raised a serious question to Peter.
他说：“你爱我比这些更深吗？”
He asked him. He said, "Do you truly love me more than these?"
那这不是一个容易回答的问题。
And this is a difficult question to answer.
因为在这个问题的背后有很深的意义在。
Because behind the question, there's something rather, deep.
那在这个问题的背后有一个很大的期盼。
There is a high expectation behind this question.
对彼得来说，也许是一个很重的压力。
To Peter, this may be something really like a heavy burden.
耶稣说，你爱我吗？
Jesus said, "Do you love me?"
这样同样这么一个简单的问题呢，连续发问了三次。
And a simple question was repeated three times.
在今天我们这简单的三节经文的里面呢，有三件事情是值得我们留意的。
So in these three verses that we have read today, there are three things that we can be reminded of.
首先我们从耶稣他的提问，从耶稣的观点来思考。
So we can start from Jesus' point of view first.
我们看到在这个约翰福音第一章一开始四十二节那边记载，耶稣他第一次跟彼得见面的时候呢，就对他跟他讲。
So in the first chapter of John, the same gospel, in verse 42, you can see the first time that Jesus met Peter, he told him.
他说你是约翰的儿子西门，你要称为基法。
You are Simon, son of John. You will be called Cephas or Kephas.
这基法呢，原来就是亚兰文。
Which initially was Aramean.
当它翻译出来成希腊文，我们就叫彼得。
When translated, it becomes Peter.
那其实这基法彼得是同样指的同样一件事情，就石头的意思。
But it refers to the same thing, which is rock.
但是耶稣跟他说，你这个西门，你要成为基法，是有一个意思在。
So when Jesus told Peter that you are Simon, and you will be called Cephas, there is some meaning. He meant something else.
西门原来的就是一个小石子的意思。
And Simon initially, the word Simon means pebble.
它是又轻又不稳重这个东西。
It's something that's really light, small, and not stable.
可是基法呢，它却是这个非常大的一块磐石啊，这个是又大又稳的磐石。
A Cephas is a big rock. It's very stable. It's heavy.
那主耶稣说这句话是要告诉他说，那这个我能够把你的生命改变过来。
So what Jesus meant by calling his name, by calling him Peter, he meant that he will change.His life.
他要让彼得就像一个柔软、像水母一样，这个性情变成一个刚强、能够激励人的人。
He's going to make a weak person into a strong person.
当主耶稣这个被钉死之前呢，彼得三次不认主。
So remember, Peter three denied Jesus Christ three times before the Lord was crucified.
他是这样的软弱。
He was so weak.
所以在这里，当主耶稣复活之后，在见到他的时候，他用这个旧的名字呢，加在他的新的名字之前，来提醒他的软弱。
So, when Jesus resurrected, he used his new name again to remind him.
那不像这个
of his weakness.
这时候的彼得不像这个以前呢，主受难以前这么样的一个自大。
So, at this point, Peter is not as proud of himself as he used to be,
不再那样的自信
and he was not as confident as he used to be.
那从这名字，我们可以看到这个意义在。
So you can see there is a meaning to the name.
第二件事情，主三次问彼得类似的这个问题，你爱我吗
？So the second noteworthy point is that, the Lord asked Peter three times the same question, "Do you love me?"
其实，在希腊文里面，他的爱。有在这段经文里面，他用的爱有两种不同的意义。
In Greek version, in these three verses, the word love was there were three different words for the word love.
有一种是叫 agapeo， 这个是用在与跟神的关系上面的。
And so one is agapeo, that's the relation between the relation with God.
那另外一种，他用的字是 filial， 那这是用人间的这种爱来表达友谊的这种关系。
And the second word that the Greek version used was filial, and that's the love between people.
那这种 agapeo 是我们可以说是神一种完全的，是无条件一种舍己的爱。
So agapeo is a complete, is a perfect love, is unconditional.
那我们若是用百分比来描述的话，我们可以说这是一种百分之百的爱。
And that's like a 100% love, if we can put it that way.
那这样的话，这样说来的话，这 filial 就只有60%的爱。
So filial is only about 60%.
那主耶稣问彼得三次，你爱我吗
？So Jesus asked them three times, "Do you love me?"
那前面两次主问彼得的时候呢，他说：“你是否比别的人更爱我？是那种用百分之百的爱来爱我呢
？”So the first two times Jesus asked Peter, "Do you love me more than others?" That's the kind, 100% type of love.
通常过去彼得耶稣问彼得的时候，或是有什么事情发生，彼得都是啪一下就出来的那种性情。
So Peter was a quick to respond kind of person, and so when Jesus used to ask him question, he would just jump at it.
这次呢，我们发现彼得就回答的就不一样了。
But this time, Peter was actually kind of cautious.
就比较有保留的。
He was reserved.
他说：“主啊，你知道我爱你。
”He said, "Lord, you know I love you."
他说这个爱的时候，他是用 filial， 就是60%。
And he used the word filial, so that's only a 60% love.
换句话说，主啊，我是爱你。
He said, "Yes, I love you."
可是我不敢说我百分之百。
But I cannot say that I love you 100%.
但是我至少60%的爱。
But at least it's 60%.
到第三次的时候。
So the third time,
主知道彼得的自己，这个自我的一个认识。
Jesus asked him again, that The Lord knows Peter knew himself.
彼得已经认识到他自己的不完全。
So Peter recognized his imperfection.
主就降低这爱的标准。
So the Lord lowered the standard.
所以第三次主问他，你爱我那个爱是用那个 filio 那个字。
So the third time, the Lord used the word filio.
他说，那你是不是能用60%的爱来？
So can you love me with that 60% love?
彼得承认主知道他的内心。
So Peter confessed that the Lord knew what was in his heart.
他回答主说，
So he answered, Lord,
你是无所不知的。
You know all things.
你知道我爱你。
You know that I love you.
当他这么回答主的时候，
So when he answered that way,
我们似乎可以听到主跟他讲说没有关系。
It appears that it seems like we could hear the Lord said, it's all right.
也许你的爱不完全只有60%。
Perhaps you're imperfect. Perhaps your love is imperfect.
但是我要帮助你提升,
only 60%.
我会帮助你提升你这爱的程度。
But I can elevate your love.
我可以安立在你身上，我可以加添你能力，使你能够完成我的托付。
I can strengthen you. I can consecrate you. I can anoint you so that you can complete my commission.
第三件事情,
so the third point.
我们看到主跟彼得之间还有三次重复的这种对答。
So we can see that the questions and answers between the Lord and Peter were repeated three times.
而许多时候我们不明白说主啊为什么同一件事情你要问三次那么简单的一个问题要为什么问三次呢？
So one may wonder why the simple question was repeated three times.
那彼得不是跟你讲了吗？你为什么还在问呢？
So Peter had already answered. So why are you do you need a hearing aid or something?
其实我们从这个彼得过去的这个所做的事情这个角度来做反省。
But if we look at the past history of Peter, then we would understand why Jesus asked him three times.
当主耶稣他要钉十字架以前,
before Jesus was crucified,
彼得曾经对主说,
Peter once told him that I will give up my life for you.
那是一种爱主，百分之百爱主的表现，舍命。
That is really 100% type of love.
可是那时候主却对他说，彼得，不要这么讲，你会三次不认我。
But Jesus told him that I tell you the truth, you will disown me three times.
当主被抓的时候，
So when Jesus was taken away.
彼得的确是照着主所说的三次不认主。
And it really happened that Peter denied Jesus three times.
那主在这里不是以牙还牙，以眼还眼。
And this is not eye for an eye and tooth for a tooth.
主不是因为欢喜见他跌倒。
It's not like Jesus loved to see him fail.
相反的，主知道在他跌倒之前呢，主其实已经为他祷告。
But on the contrary, the Lord had already prayed for him before Peter failed. So that he would not lose faith.
但那时候主还告诉他说，你回头之后要兼顾你的弟兄。
So Jesus even told him that when you turn back, you will strengthen your brothers.
了解这个背景之后。
So if we understand the background of the
story,
then we come back to this passage. We see that when Jesus saw Peter face to face, Jesus wanted to make sure Peter's faith. So he turned back to the questions that they were the conversation they did not finish.
也就是那时候彼得是这么说，主啊，我愿意为你舍命。
And because Peter had said, I would lay down my life for you.
我愿意与主你下，与主你一同下监狱，一同与主你同受死。
I would be willing to go to suffer with you and go to jail with him.
今天主从死里复活。
But today, now, at that moment, Jesus was resurrected.
那过去彼得也否认过。
And Peter had denied.
这一次主问他说，那你现在还爱我吗？
So Jesus asked Peter, do you still at this moment?
你曾经说过。
Do you still love me? You once said.
你也曾经否认过。
And you also once denied me.
但现在呢？
But now, what is it?
你曾经否认我三次。
You have disowned me 3 times.
但现在呢？
But now, what is it that you are going to do?
我想要知道一件事情。
I want to know one thing.
你能不能在众人面前来表态呢？
Can you express yourself? Can you show your attitude in public, in front of others?
主耶稣他一次一次的问你爱我吗？
So Jesus asked him repeatedly, "Do you love me?"
这每一次又一次都是一次一次的反省、表态与决心。
So every time he asked that question was an opportunity for Peter to reflect on himself, to show himself, and to demonstrate his determination.
对曾经失败过的彼得来说，
so to Peter who had failed before,
这一次一次的问他，
so the question being raised repeatedly,
都是勾起回忆，
that each time the question was raised,
说实在，
it reminds
是伤痛，
him, and actually it reminded him of.The pain.
可是却是一个医治坚固的过程。
But it was a process of healing and strengthening.
因为主通过这样三次的提问。
Because through these 3 times of questions.
在公众面前这样的提问。
And in front of others.
有一个目的是要他在回复他原来神给他一个荣耀的职务。
Through those questioning, the purpose was.So that Peter can return to a strong person that the Lord wanted him to be.
那好像主在众人面前告诉他说，啊，这过去彼得他三次不认我，这件事情已经过去了。你看，他现在说他仍然。
So as if Jesus was telling everyone that the failure in the past is in the past, that's gone.
这未来的侍奉才要开始。
The service of the future service is to begin now.
从这三件事情里头，我们可以想到，这对我们现代的意义。
So we can, through these 3 points, that we can come to a contemporary, meaning of this passage.
首先，我们认识到神，主耶稣也给我们一个新的名字，叫做基督徒。
So, first of all, this reminds us that Jesus Christ also gave us a new name, which is Christian.
新的名字是在纪念主的恩典。
And this new name is to remind us of the grace of the Lord.
这新的名字也是在见证主在我们自己这个人身上所做的改变大能。
And this is also a testimony of our change, of the power, of the changing power of the Lord.
可是我们不要忘记，原来的我是软弱的。
But we should remember that before this we were weak.
在这个日子以后，我们需要靠着主而刚强。
But from the point on when we became Christian, we become strong through the power of the Lord.
另外，我们想到我们到底是用多少的这百分比来爱主。
And this also reminds us how much do we love Him in what percentage?
尽我们所能的来爱主。
Have we done the best that we can to love the Lord?
不管你是60% 也好。
Whether it's 60%,
你更低40%也好，
or 40%,
当你尽你所能的来爱主，
when you do the best you could to love the Lord,
主也能够透过圣灵的帮助来补足我们里面那种爱主的程度。
Through the help of Holy Spirit, the Lord can help us, to make the imperfection perfect.
我们没有把握。
We're not sure.
可是主他自己能够帮我们提升我们爱他的这个动力。
But God can elevate us.
第三，我们想到，
Third point.
我们是不是愿意一次一次在众人面前勇于表态？
And are we willing to to express our attitude, our love in front of people repeatedly?
我们是不是敢面对那真实的我，不再给罪留地步？
Are we courageous enough to deal with ourselves, the true self, and leave no room for the sins?
公开的表态可以告别这个软弱的过去，迈向一个刚强的未来。
So when we make this public expression, we say goodbye to the past.
但是你发现我们，你若是越不敢在众人面前来表态
，But if we are not willing to do this in front of others，
我们越是中了这个魔鬼的诡计
，Then we are even more trapped by Satan's tricks。
没有能力
，If we are weak and without power，
许多时候教会失去见证就是因为这样子。
A lot of times testimoniesHad gone astray in the church was because of these weaknesses.
求神坚固我们。
May God strengthen us.
我们再从这个彼得的回答，我们来思考这个真理。
May God help us to reflect on these truths through this passage.
我们现在再从另外一个角度来思考这，就从彼得的回答来思考这真理。
So now, if we look at from another point of view, this passage.That Peter's answers.
主问他说：“你爱我吗？”
The Lord asked him, "Do you love me?"
你发现彼得他也是三次回答都是同样类似的。他说：“主啊，你知道我爱你。”
So Peter's answers three times were similar. He said, "Lord, you know that I love you."
我们刚说过，他彼得这时候不再是过去那种冲动激昂的表现。
So we said earlier that Peter was not like what he used to be, quick to answer.
他也不再是那种拍着胸膛在那做保证。
It's not like he would just bravely and make all the assurances.
他只是谦卑，降服在主面前，你看见成为那个新造的人。
Instead, he was humble. He submitted himself before the Lord. He became a new person.
我们发现人往往是在经过一些的失败跌倒之后，我们才对自我有一个真实的认识。
Often we know that people become aware of themselves after some big failure, tragic failures.
在之前我总是非常的自大，我知道我会，我不会，我。
Before those failures, we used to be a lot of selves. We're proud of ourselves. We're so confident of ourselves. We know what we're doing.
但在失败之后，我们就学习到了功课。主啊，你知道。
But after failure, we learn the lesson. We know that Lord knows everything.
你看怎么样好，我就怎么样做。
So whatever you think is good, whatever you think is right, Lord, I would follow.
那之前我们常常是看自己看得过高，主啊，我能够用百分之百来爱你。
So we used to think that we could do a lot. We look at ourselves as high as we could possibly be, and we could love with 100%.
那之后我们看自己看得比较合乎中道。
But after the turning point, we know a little better about ourselves.
我们会对说主啊，我爱你，可是我的爱不完全，我的爱有限。
We can confess. We can confess that Lord, we love you. I love you, but my love is not perfect.
没有错，彼得，你可以说他是一个罪人。
Yes, Peter was a sinner.
可是他是一个蒙恩蒙赦罪的罪人。
But he was a blessed sinner.
那主呢，知道彼得。
Lord knew Peter.
那认识这个彼得。
He knew him well.
那他不是从三次否认他这个事实啊，也来否定他。
He did not deny Peter through these Peter's three times of disowning him.
而反而是从他否认主之后，他悔改，然后他这个回头之后，主用那真实那个全新的这个彼得来肯定他。
On the contrary, the Lord helped him to turn back and.Established a new Peter, made a new Peter out of him.
主知道，这对每一个人而言都是一个极大的安慰。
And the Lord knew that to everyone, this is a great comfort.
我们需要知道有关于主知道的两件事情。
And we must know there are two things about the phrase, Lord, you know everything.
主知道我们每一个人的缺点，短处在哪里。
Lord knows every one of the weaknesses and shortcomings of every one of us.
就像彼得一样，也许有很多时候我们有口无心。
Just like Peter, a lot of times we wanted, we said it, but we didn't mean it.
然后我们三心两意。
We did not mean what we said, and we changed our minds.
我们急躁。
And we had quick temper.
夸大。
And we were boasting.
我们自意。
And we self-righteous.
我们粗鲁草率。
And we're running out of words to say.
我们无理冒犯主。
And we offend our Lord.
甚至于我们小信。
Or of little faith.
不管怎么样，主知道。
But no matter what, Lord knows everything.
可是主仍然爱我们。
But Lord still loves us.
这是第一件事情，我们必须知道。
But that's the first thing that we must know.
除了这个之外，我们还需要知道一件事情，主也知道我们的优点长处在哪里。
Apart from that, the second thing is that Lord knows also our strengths and our virtues.
没有错，也许彼得在我们看来很多的缺点。
It is true that Lord knows there are many shortcomings of Peter.
但主也看到他内心的率直。
But he also knew that Peter is a straightforward, a direct person.
他乐意跟从主。
He wanted to follow the Lord.
他有一个敏锐的心。
And he was very sensitive.
甚至他也很体贴主。
And he was very considerate of the Lord.
等等，主知道。
Lord knew.
别人不一定知道你内在里头有什么的优点。
Other people may not know what you have in your heart.
甚至别人可能会常常来否定你。
Or other people can often deny you.
别人可能会看错你。
And they may misunderstand you.
可是主知道。
But Lord knows.
在这主知道的事情，对我们来说有什么现代意义？
So what's the contemporary meaning for us here?
我们想到到底我们人有什么样的短处是神不知道的。
Do you think that Lord knows everything? Is there anything that Lord does not know about our weaknesses?
又有什么样的罪是神不能赦免饶恕的？
Is there any sin of ours that God cannot forgive us?
我们这么说是说我们不要再活在一个自责自卑里面。
So we should no longer live in the situation of self condemning or self pity.
相反的，我们来到神面前，我们认这个罪。
On the contrary, we come before Him and confess our sins.
我们来接受主赦罪的这个爱平安。
And we receive the peace of the loving peace of God's forgiveness.
另外，还有我们有什么优点是隐藏而没有发挥的
？So, on the other hand, is there any one of our virtues or strengths that have not been manifested?
你有什么样的恩赐是神不能够使用的
？Is there any of our gifts that cannot be used by God?
没有错，我们不完全。
It is true, no one is perfect.
可是我们不要以自己的软弱来否定神给你的恩赐。
But we should not deny the gifts that God has bestowed upon us through our own weakness.
不要因为我们自己有短处，我们就拒绝来用恩赐服侍神。
Do not refuse to serve Him with the gifts that He has given us simply because we feel weak.
弟兄姊妹，我们要刚强存一个勇敢的心，为主而活。
We must be strong and brave and serve the Lord courageously.
最后，我们也看到这世人的法则跟神的法则有很大的出入。
One more point, we know that the people's standards and Lord and God's standards are often quite different.
在这世界上竞争利益的前提底下呢？你发现人若是没有钱没有权，你一旦跌倒了，你很难再爬起来，你很难再取得一个信任。
In this practical world, we compete, we do all these things for wealth, for status, and once you lose them, you will see that it's hard for you to come back.
那前两天的时候，在我不晓得你们平常看不看新闻。
I don't know if you watch TV news.
平常我的常常注意的是那个 Fast 22的新闻。
I usually watch Fox. Is it Fox 22? 28?
Yeah, Fast 22. 22是什么？
22 is CBS.
CBS 吗？
Fox 28.
28吗？有一个 Anyway， 有一个
Fox Anyway.
可能你知道，可能你知道这个主播一个很连我们家孩子都很喜欢的主播，叫 Debra Daniel.
One of the anchor women is anchor woman Debra Daniel.
啊，结果半夜的时候两点多，从 Memorial 那边开始开车呢，撞到他撞到车子。
She had a car accident because of drunk driving.
啊，结果开车又继续跑
At 2 a.m.
跑到这个 Ironwood 这个Cleveland 那里，结果被拦下来了。
And then she was stopped. She continued to drive, and then she was stopped by police.
平常都是她在那个地方报道这些事情的。
Usually she was the one at the spot to report accidents.
那天变成她被报道，她变成一个被报道的对象。
But that day, she was being reported.She was the point of focus.
当他这肇事之后呢，他马上他的这个被取消的他的工作的这个权利。
So she was removed from her post right away.
我们在想他有没有可能再回来报道，因为他是真实在是报道不错。
Actually, she's pretty good as an anchor woman, and we were thinking, could she come back?
不过这世上很难讲。
But it's hard to say.
相反呢，我们想到我们在神面前是多么蒙主的恩典的怜悯。
On the contrary, we see that how gracious that God has been to us.
虽然我们软弱，主有管教，我们有受伤的时候。
Even though we are weak, we have failed Him many times. We have been hurt.
主有管教我们。
And He will discipline us.
可是呢，在这管教之后，主也包裹医治重新建立我们。
But after he disciplined us, he would heal us, he would reestablish us, restrengthen us.
我们看到在这三次的对话里头，主他不是只有问他你爱我，我爱你，你这样打来打去而已，他是把一个托付交给彼得。
So the commission between the Lord and Peter was not a simple question and answer. It was a commission.
然后我们看到耶稣他复活着回到门徒当中，不是找彼得来算账。
So when after Jesus was resurrected, Jesus was not to call Peter to deal with him, to look at what had been, to talk about the past.
不是在那否定他的价值。
Was not to deny his value.
不是在那数落他的失败。
Was not to count his failures.
相反的是为他开创一个机会。
On the contrary, he was trying to open a new opportunity for him.
没有错，主可以很斩钉截铁地对他说。
It's true that the Lord could have told him.
哦，好吧，算了。
That's all right. Let's forget it.
你就平平安回去吧。
Just go in peace.
你想做什么做什么，你要做渔夫做渔夫吧。
You do whatever you want. You can continue to be a fisherman.
那你高兴的话，你就代职侍奉。
And if you're happy, you can be a half-time minister.
layman, huh?
A layman.
你还是当然你还是属于我的人呢。
But you still belong to me.
那我也不会拒绝你。
And I would not deny you either. I would not disown you.
可是你要知道一件事情。
But you must know one thing.
我没有办法再重用你。
I cannot use you anymore.
你不能再站在一个领导的地位。
You can no longer be a leader.
我们看到主没有这样子否定他。
But Lord did not deny him this way.
相反的，主带着一个怜悯、温柔的心，主动来找他。
On the contrary, Lord came to him, with a gracious and kind heart.
主再把一次服侍他的机会。
And offer him another opportunity, another chance to serve him.
过去彼得主跟彼得说：“你来跟从我，叫你做得人的渔夫。”
In the past, The Lord told Peter and said, "Follow me; you will be a fisherman for men."
只是叫人能够来信的主。
And to bring people to me.
那现在又把一更重要的事情交给他，做牧羊的人。
But now, Lord gave him an even more important responsibility.
啊，主不是要把那些人带回到主里面，不是要他去带那些人来到主面前而已。
Not only that, he wanted him to bring the people back, to him.
啊，主要他去教育他们，去教导他们，引导他们。
To lead them, to edify them, to educate them.
真的，我们也看到一个领袖的条件。
So that was also
属灵领袖的条件。
The conditions for a spiritual leader.
啊，那不是因为他道德的完全。
It's not the perfect virtues.
也不是因为彼得他有什么样学术成就。
It was not because Peter had any academic accomplishment.
也不是因为彼得他那这个建了这个教堂有什么能力。
It was not because Peter had built the church or he had any extra power.
不是说他在口才能力上是全备的。
Or was not because he was so eloquent.
只是一个基本的条件。
Was a very basic condition.
就是一个爱主的心。
That is the heart that loves the Lord.
那彼得他渴慕，他也服侍主。
Peter longed for serving the Lord.
这是一个属灵领袖基本的条件。
That was the most basic requirement of a spiritual leader.
另外，我们也看到主给彼得不是一个机会而已，那更是一个恩典。
And we also see that the Lord not only gave him gave Peter an opportunity, but he gave him the grace.
一个爱主的人最大的恩典就是能够服侍主。
The best blessing that a person who loves the Lord can receive.Is to serve the Lord.
可是呢，若不是主的恩典临到
，But without God's blessing，
就是我们想服侍也得不着。
We cannot even serve him, even if we wanted to.
我们说从彼得他的个性、经历也好，他的条件也好，真的，你看他真是不配。
If we look at Peter's past, he really did not qualify.
可是主却验中了他。
But Lord wanted him.
主把这样一个重要的事业转交给他。
He gave him such an important responsibility,
a great commission,
and that is blessing.
那我们知道，在圣经里头，他用的词也不一样，他有牧养，有喂养。
And in the Bible, we know that the Bible used different terms, minister or feed, feed my lambs.
那这牧养可以说是一种对生活的这种关照跟引导。
And so.The Bible says, "Tend my sheep or feed my lambs." The first one, the tend my sheep, is to care in the sheep's life.
那这差不多是每一个人我们都可以做的。
And that's what we could do. Every one of us could do to,
那这喂养呢
to show our care and love to others.
这喂养是在真理方面的一个教导，是生命的一个建造供应。
But feeding means you have to be able to teach the truth and edify others through their spiritual life.
那这是需要一些的装备训练。
And that needs to be equipped properly.
啊，牧养也好，喂养也好，这就是主的羊两大需要。
And whether we are tending the sheep or feeding the sheep, these are two important needs of the Lord.
另外我们也看到在圣经里头他讲到有一种是小羊 lamb 有一种是羊
and we know that there are two kinds there's lamb and there's sheep
这对象是不一样
and they're different
小羊是那些年幼的是无知的
so lamb refers to the younger Christians and they may be weaker
那个羊却是那个成年的是有性格也是刚硬的
and so the sheep maybe those are older Christian and more stubborn
换句话说，这两种羊，小孩也好，大人也好，都是主所挂心的。
But both, the Lord care for both.
都是主想要去关心，想要喂
养的。And both are what the Lord wants to feed and to take care.
主就将这样一个重要的工作，要交给一个自认为不配的人。
So, God.The Lord gave such an important responsibility to someone who thought of himself as unworthy.
主要把这样的一个事情交给一个真正能够爱主、愿意为主牺牲的人。
He gave this responsibility to someone who truly loved the Lord, truly loved him, and was willing to sacrifice himself.
那这个人会是你吗？
And is that, could that be you?
其实这是一个承受恩典的人。
And that is to receive the blessing, to receive the mission, a blessed mission from the Lord.
盼望我们能够因着爱来喂养主的人。
I hope that we can all feed Lord's sheep because of our love.
因着爱来牧养主的羊。
And we can feed the sheep because of our love for the Lord.
等一下我们有一个会员大会，我们选这个执事。
Soon we will have a congregation meeting. We're going to elect deacons.
这些的教，这个执事呢是教会的代表。
And these deacons will represent the church.
我们在我们这地区里头，这羊有大有小。
And we know that there are lambs, there are sheep in this community.
弟兄姊妹，这都不是少数长子可以牧养、可以喂养的来的。
And these it cannot be done just by the deacons or the elder.
那这羊呢，有教会里面圈内的羊，也有圈外的羊。
There are lambs and sheep inside and outside of the of the church.
那我们不是几位同工可以来照顾得来的。
And a few co-workers would not be sufficient, would not be enough to tend and feed these sheep.
盼望我们没有在选举的时候不是快快乐乐的把这工作交给执事，我们为他鼓掌，我们就走了。
I hope when we elect deacons, we do not have the attitude that we just give those responsibilities to those few. Deacons.
因为主正在寻找一个像彼得一样愿意爱他的。
Because the Lord is seeking someone who truly loves him.
主要问你一个同样的问题，你爱我吗？
And he is asking the same question. Do you love me?
你如何回答？
How are you going to answer?
你肯爱主吗？
Are you willing to love the Lord?
在信息的最后，我要向你发出一个挑战。
At the end of this sermon, I want to challenge you.
你若是真的爱主，
If you truly love the Lord,
让我们就来回应主的爱。
Then we should respond to His love.
让我们来回应主的这个呼召。
Let us respond to His calling.
我们一起来喂养主的羊。
Let us work together to feed His sheep.
一起来牧养主的羊。
To tend His sheep.
好吧，我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
父神，我们再次谢谢你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you again.
不是我们配，是因为主你拣选。
It's not because we are worthy, but it is because you have chosen us.
主啊，求你怜悯，在我们这地区还有许多困苦流离的人。
Have mercy on us, for in this community there are still a lot of people that are suffering and they have gone astray.
求你的爱激励我们去寻找拯救世上的人。
May your love encourage us.And help us to go seek those who are lost.
让我们能够把这些人带到主你的家中。
So that we can bring these people back to your home.
让他们能够接受到主你的爱。
So that they can also receive your love.
让你的救恩也能够临到他。
May your grace and blessings be also upon them.
愿你的灵感动我们。
May your spirit touch us.
使我们能够采取行动。
So that we can take action.
我们来回应你的爱
so that we can respond to your love with actions.
在你面前交托仰望奉主耶稣基督
We pray in Jesus' precious name.
Amen.
Amen.